At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
One of the early crises in the church was this question: was God's offer of salvation made to the Gentiles? The crisis, of course, revolved around the promises that God made, most especially to David, that his descendant would reign on his throne forever. Jesus, of course, was a descendant of David. He fulfilled that covenant relationship God made with his people Israel. God, in his plan of salvation, chose a people and called them his own, protected them, worked great signs through Moses so that they would escape slavery in Egypt, protected them through those 40 years of wandering in the desert, eventually going to that promised land. Time and time again, the armies of God's chosen people, though vastly outnumbered, defeated their opponents. Jesus seems to be working towards that end as well. After all, when he sends out the 72, he tells them to seek out the people of Israel. And in today's gospel, as he has that conversation with the Canaanite woman, he tells her that he was sent to seek out the lost sheep of Israel. Thus, one side of this crisis had the opinion that to be saved in Jesus Christ, one had to first be circumcised and practice the Jewish faith. But interestingly enough, even in the Old Testament, we see an expansion of who God is willing to protect, who God is willing to save. In our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the Lord says that foreigners who acknowledge him, serve him, love him, and obey his covenant, they too shall be welcome to his holy mountain. And our reading today ended with these words, the Lord stating that his house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. We move into the New Testament, of course. And St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, he even mentions a reason for welcoming the Gentiles. It is to make his race jealous to save some of them. After all, it was leaders of God's chosen people that turned Jesus into Pilate, And when Pilate was ready to release him, they demanded that he be crucified. Their rejection of Jesus is what led to his death. But this paved the way for his resurrection that ultimately reconciles the world to God. At the end, of course, of our gospel account, Jesus marvels at the faith of this woman, this foreigner, and he granted her request, and her daughter was healed. Ultimately, today's message of the universal gift of salvation ties in quite nicely with the sacrament of the Eucharist, or Holy Communion. After all, its main purpose is to build up the body of Christ, to unify us. And that is why it is so important to come together to celebrate the Mass. Unfortunately, the ongoing pandemic has made that coming together difficult. First, we endured over 2 months the suspension of the public celebrations of the Mass. Now we experience limited capacities in our churches, the physical spacing out, the wearing of face coverings, and the elimination of even the familiar sign of peace. Behind me, in front of the altar, are the squares that our children made in preparation for their first Holy Communion, an event that had to be postponed because of the pandemic. In fact, these squares, I believe, were done in February. Some of the kids probably have forgotten what they made. But we are moving forward. We are celebrating. We are coming together. And this afternoon at 2 p.m., those young children who now have reached third grade will receive their Lord and Savior for the first time in Holy Communion. They will be strengthened as members of the body of Christ, the Church. Our parish school has a motto this year. That motto is, "We are better together." And I think that's an appropriate model for our parish family. We are better together when we celebrate the sacraments. The celebration of the sacraments, most especially the Mass, is meant to be a communal effort. Not only do we come together to receive Jesus, to build up our unity as members of the body of Christ, the Church, but also our coming together expresses that unity in a real way. And so we receive Christ's body to nurture us, to strengthen us, and to strengthen our unity. We are better together when we share our faith. Our faith is a precious gift from our God. We saw how it was the woman's faith that motivated Jesus to cure her daughter. But that gift of faith comes with a great responsibility to share it with others. By supporting our catechists and teaching the faith to our children, it's essential in passing on the faith to another generation. But we also share our faith, coming together for Bible studies, RCIA, all of these strengthens us not just as individuals, but as members of this faith community. We are better together when we serve our neighbor. The duty of a Christian is to love one another as Jesus loves us, totally, selflessly. Each of us is called to this. But our family of faith is called to this duty as well. We support the poor, the neglected, and the sick in our community. It is truly an essential part of our baptismal call. Although this pandemic has put up roadblocks to all of these efforts, we can and we are surpassing them. I especially invite our families to have a serious discussion about returning to a regular celebration of the Eucharist here at Our Lady. We miss you. We have procedures in place to protect those who come to Mass. But ultimately, it's because, as members of Christ's body, the Church, we are better together.